Welcome to Non-Standard Actions, Rise of the Star-Lords, episode 35, Burning Down the House. With courtesy of Fat Drunk Ninja, our icebreaker this week is, what is your character's dream job? And we're going to take it over to Leif.
Putting them on the spot for the first time.
Yeah, the first time. What would Ava's dream job be? Well, it's obviously killing goblins. Goblin exterminator. That's her dream job. Always has been.
Hey, Leif, what's it like to have a one trick? No, I'm not going to do the
Koopa. Stop. I was going to say, I can't handle this. I'm going to just start dissociating. Just
deja vu.
Oh, God. Yeah. What is reality?
Let's take it over to Nick and Lahat. Oh, wait, they're on a road trip.
I bet it's a starship captain or something of that sort. A mechanic.
I bet you it's just like someone who, an inventor or maybe a starship engineer or something along those lines, because then they'd get to see the galaxy while working on machines.
No, hold on, no. Nick's not here, so I get to answer for them, and it's...
Isn't it a goblin exterminator?
Killing goblins? That doesn't killing sound goblin. Like Lahan, but I guess it's canon.
It's canon now.
Lahan picked up a cursed wrench.
Nick gets for not being here.
Lahan picked up a cursed wrench and wants to just smash all the goblin skulls. All right, Tom.
Hi.
Hi.
Jacinto wanted to be... I think he wanted to be a... he thought at a young age that he would probably grow up to be like like some sort of biomechanical engineer kind of deal, because that's a lot of what Raxalites do, is they build these really cool biomechanical starships and whatnot, and it's really, really neat. But then, that was all. Then everything changed when the universe spoke to him in the Song of the Spheres. In short, Jacinto wanted to be some sort of biomechanical engineer. Then he realized he didn't have the aptitude for it, which lined up very nicely with the Song of the Spheres speaking to him for the first time.
Fair. And what about Finn Lapis?
Those are both me. Originally, Finn thought that policemen were super cool until he figured out that they were corrupt and not really bringers of justice like little Finn had thought they would be. So nowadays, Finn thinks it'd be pretty cool to be either a top secret, like, spy assassin type thing, or a rock star. After he's done adventuring, of course.
So Finn still would like to be an assassin.
Says heck the police.
Despite getting out of a murder cult full of assassins.
Well, you see, the difference in between the murder cult full of assassins and being a super spy is morals and ethics and whatnot, you know. And money.
the cult wasn't racist, so, you know, it's fine.
Fair, true.
And actually, the cult wasn't a murder cult back in the day. They've only just now become a murder cult.
Yeah, that is fair. So, last week, y'all explored the house. You found a basically abandoned attic area and I can't remember if you kept them or not, but you found a treasure, like a footlocker full of severed fingers with also some money in there, but mostly severed fingers.
We left the fingers.
I'm pretty sure Ava said she took them.
Nope, definitely didn't. Even if she did, she definitely didn't.
Made them into a necklace or something.
Yeah.
Somebody go back and check for us.
And I believe you tried to ambush those that were wanting to ambush you. You know, Finn was punching a hole in a wall and getting vomited on.
Pile on the wall, yeah.
And Ava
that went super well.
Walked through a door and there were a bunch of half ogres there, and still Ava just murdered everything.
Ava got poisoned.
You fell through a floor and there was like a bioengineered couch that was vaguely sentient and just crying out in eternal agony, and it fell on some floor spikes with Ava.
And yeah, that's the room I was punching the wall.
Through the nope hole.
Yeah, the nope hole.
yeah, that's right, the nope hole.
Ah, good time. Nopal. In memoriam.
Nopal. Need to figure out how to do a banner at the end of the episode.
Nopal Redux. We'll revisit this in a later episode, I'm sure.
And then you all finally decided it was time to head to the basement. And Ava kicked down a door, and you saw one Hucker Grawl. This hasn't come up in conversation, but I'm just going to tell you the name because it's probably not going to come. You're probably not going to find out this person's name. And I feel
what's your name?
We're going to kill you. But by the way, my name is Ava. What is yours?
I don't kill anyone without proper introductions first.
Well, I'm going to try and kill you too. But my name's Hucker, and this is my donkey rat. A droid named Chuckles.
All right.
Well, we're going to roll initiative. Looks like Tom's already rolled it.
I saw where the chips were falling.
I mean, there's a chance you guys might try and defuse the situation, but when we left off, I feel like you were all in the let's kick down doors and kill everyone mood, because you seem to not like this house for some reason.
I can't wait to burn this house down.
So we need.
Looking at getting it.
Yeah, Lapis and Leif. I suppose I could try and also run Lahan.
Oh, I ran Lahan the last time Nick was not here. I would be happy to.
I am more than happy to let you do that. Let me know if you need me to change any permissions on their character sheet.
It is still here from the last time I ran her.
Awesome.
Is it going through for...
It went through. It's 10.08.
Mine
is loading very slowly. If Tom wants to roll my initiative for me, I'd be forever grateful. It has to be Tom, though.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to do it, but I guess Tom could do it.
And it has been rolled... Oh, you should be grateful. That is a 90.
See, I knew Tom was what I wanted.
Let's sort us in descending order. And we need a Lahan.
Oh, right. Yeah. That other character that I'm rolling initiative for.
You're just rolling initiative for 3/4 of the party. It's fine.
It's fine. I'm playing a summoner mystic. I already am used to, tactics.
Yeah,
tactics,
you're already controlling an army. But... It turns out that one Hucker Grawl is the quickest on their feet. He has one of his legs looks to be a little bit off. Probably walks with a limp when he moves around, and his hair is lopsided and hanging from the right side of his head and face rather than atop his brow. It's sort of like a really odd, sort of like old, like emo look. Where you hold your head down and it covers one eye. You know, that sort of situation. But he also has a vestigial twin. He also has a vestigial twin growing out of his back. Like, up on his, like, around his neck region here. And his donkey rat drone. And he's going to go, "Oi, what are you doing down here? This is my room." And he's going to reach for his sidearm that's... I feel like it's just like a strap made of like space tape that is slung over his shoulder. And it's like duct taped to the handle of this pistol that's like... You know, like the pipe pistols that you get in Fallout, that sort of thing. It's not that amazing. And he is going to attack you. And I actually have a character sheet for him. So I'm going to push a button now. He's going to draw that, and he's going to shoot at you. And we'll see what happens. And by you, I mean Ava, and that's going to miss horrendously, because that's a natural 2.
Toot.
And you know what? You know what I forgot to check? I forgot to check if Nick turned off stream points still, or if they were turned back on.
Oh, I... think that they are probably still turned off. Is that something I can do?
I think probably.
I'm an admin. Mod.
Admod.
A modman.
Modmin. There it is. I like Modmin better.
Oh, man. And I kind of goofed up because I forgot this is a drone mechanic and they have to allocate actions to their drones. Oh, no. What can the drone do if they use their standard and their move action? Because it's been so long since I've messed with drone mechanics.
A move action. They have a move action.
They have a move action. Well, it's going to hop. It's going to like spark and move very jerkily. And it's going to hop off this table here. And it's going to run right up to Ava. And despite the fact that it's a biological looking rat on the token, it just imagined like the most junkyard version of a mechanical rat is what you need to imagine. And it's now Jacinto's turn.
Sorry, I just like, if you were watching my video feed, my eyes just sort of like bugged out because I saw the universe in opening up Stream Manager view for Twitch.
Yeah.
And like, so much more information just flooded into my brain than I am used to getting on the stream. So I just, so it's my turn.
Is it Tetsuo converting into energy or whatever the heck he did at the end of Akira?
No, I'm pretty sure it's the end of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Mm. Anyway, I'm gonna do Jacinto things now. And that involves telling Artania to go fight that guy's pet and in the ultimate pet showdown.
Let them fight.
We're also kind of like a Pokemon master.
Yes. Jacinto is basically a Pokemon master. He's going to catch them all. If them all means
It's summons. Not Pokemon, it's extra dimensional monsters. We gotta find a way to shorten that down.
Yeah.
That'd be an extra mon.
Yeah, there we go.
So there needs to be like little containment pods for you to put your creature companions, and then you could truly become a Pokemon master in Starfinder.
It takes a full move or a full round action because it's like the anime Pokeball throw, you know. The spin the hat backwards and the wind up in the pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have your turn now.
Sorry. Oh, thank you so much. Anyway, Artania. I forget my prunking characters' names. Artania is going to skitter up the wall and over and around Ava and the weird donkey rat creature thing. And then take a single bite out of this guy, but not before Jacinto spends a resolve point to activate Song of Spheres. So everybody, for three rounds, you have the Song of Spheres.
Hooray. Also, flanking buddies.
Flanking buddies. Although I'm not going to be I'm not going to get flanking because unless Ava's holding a weapon, Ava might be holding a weapon.
Why would Ava have put away her weapons?
Fair point. I have a flanking buddy. That's exciting.
I mean, you're exploring a gross house.
Yeah.
Because apparently I bring the gross.
Just like old times. Flanking buddies, Leif and Tom. 19, 20, in fact. 20 versus KAC.
Does anybody? Back. Nick has the list of plus ones and rerolls. But if you have a plus one. No, if you have three plus ones, you can hit.
It's KAC is 23?
Yeah.
Dang, dude. Well,
I geared this house for Ava.
Yeah, that's fair. Tell you what, I mean, if you're willing to let me sock away three plus ones and use them on this stream, I wouldn't say no to that because that's some spicy damage.
I'm fine with that. We just got to make a note so that we can tell Nick.
Putting it in a post in the Series 3 chat.
I will subtract that damage, but then realize I need to add a little bit back as they are slightly resistant to some of this.
Add one more to that damage as well because Artania is dumb and doesn't have Song of Spheres as a button on his sheet. So that is a total of 21 before resistances. And then that is my whole turn. You're muted now.
I apologize, Tom. So many mute buttons that I have to click now when I'm running the stream. Judy was asking me a question, and I missed that last tiny bit.
Oh, I just said I ended my turn.
Okay. It is now Finn's turn.
Woo! And I can move through occupied ally squares, but can I move... Yeah, I can scooch around that enemy.
If you move through Ava's square to get around so that you can touch, like, attack Chuckles...
You can have attack opportunity. I don't mind.
Okay.
She can have it.
Okay, so you do that, and Chuckles tries to headbutt you.
Okay. And am I in position to hit the big guy in the back? Or just the little rat, whatever guy?
You can hit either one of them.
Noise. I'm a photon tune, and while I was moving, I summoned my void gauntlet. And I'm going to take a punch at this guy.
And for those of you listening...
And while doing that, I'm going to use my reaction.
That headbutt missed. It was a 3 on the die.
I'm going to take a free action to yell at him while I'm headbutting him. Call your little drone thing off!
What? I don't have to listen to you. You're not mammy.
That's if I hit him. I hope I do. I'll show him mammy.
That will...
Yeah!
Super duper hit for a spicy amount of damage there.
Showing him who the real mammy is.
Ouch. That was 23 damage, folks.
Now that's a lot of damage.
Not even flex tape could fix that much damage.
I need more than flex tape to fix up his drone.
I actually punched him, not the drone.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to kill Steel. I'm going to let you guys do the drone, and I'm going to kill him before you even get a chance to punch him.
No, I'm a spellcaster. I can cast Kill Steel.
I mean, not if it's telekinetic projectile, Tom. You know how that works for you.
Yeah, that's fair.
I actually know who in our party has the best kill Steel spell. That'd be Ava and those shurikens.
Yeah. Sorry, I was buying time while I read up on an ability. It is now Lahan's turn.
I didn't get as much, that's why I was helping.
I'm Lahan.
Now you gotta do...
Now I gotta do... Alright, Lahan is going to... Combat track... Yes, that's a thing that Lahan does. Combat track is move action, targeting that drone, and then going to shoot said drone with her. Gosh, she's got a lot of abilities here.
Her big dumb gun.
Alter. Yes.
That's the one.
That is the one. Oh, there's a wonder grenade in here. All right.
No, Tom.
Anyway.
You gotta save that for Nick. Nick,
no,
I
gotta
sad.
Say, I can't throw Nick's one wonder grenade. That would be so mean. That's a 20 versus EAC on that drone.
That will hit.
Even through cover.
Oh, no, with cover, that will miss.
All right. Hoisted on my own petard.
Curse your honesty.
I'm a regular old Boy Scout. That's Lahan's whole turn.
All right. Ava Talon, murder or something. I imagine you're going to just do a murder.
Drunk Fat Ninja is naming you guys.
Tom and Jetty. It also sounds like a mountain range.
So
the Tom and Jetty mountain range.
The first attack is going to miss, Slave.
The first attack you need to add two to it for the flanking. Be a 19.
That would miss unless the... Do you have the Song of the Spheres active, Tom?
Yes, he does. Looks like they have it in their macro.
I do have it in my macro.
Oh, okay. That'll miss by one.
I'll take a +1 then from our 20-something-odd +1s.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so 31 fire damage and then 34 another 40. Fire damage.
Yeah.
So you destroy this rat. I'm just gonna close that character sheet. That rat trove destroyed.
Ava spikes its head to the ground with one shuriken and then brings it down with another shuriken and cuts its head off.
You do so much damage, Leif. It's insane.
I remind you again, this is your regular show update. This cost me three feats just to be able to use.
I'm not complaining. Fair. I'm just commenting on it because it astonishes me every time.
You and me both.
And we're back around to Hucker. Hucker Grawl. Hucker Grawl is going to use... They're going to be very upset. You destroyed their drone. Hey, you... What? No, that's... You're mean. And they're going to step down here, and I'm not even going to bother wasting the standard action to activate their energy shield, because you will just destroy that instantly.
Do I get an attack of opportunity when he steps?
He 5 foot stepped. He did a guarded step.
Okay. I think I've got an ability that lets me chase him if he does that.
Oh, did you take step up?
I think I did. Let me check.
While you're looking for that, Jet, because Tyler and I are...
I did take step up.
And as a result, I also forget to use my battle leader thing. Sometimes, yeah. Can I use my Gotham when Leif, when Ava destroyed that drone?
Oh, yes, sure. That is totally okay. Fine.
Lovely. Everybody gets an extra plus one to their damage rolls on top of the plus one, because this is a plus two morale bonus to damage rolls because it's half my charisma modifier. So everybody has a plus one to attacks and plus two to damage rolls, both morale bonuses.
So I did indeed take step up, and I think that triggers it. So I want to just kind of slide when he slides and stay right next to him. Is that okay, Jet?
That is totally okay. And you might as well make a melee attack because he's about to make a ranged attack at Ava, because Ava did a bad to his drone.
We get punched.
That was the whole idea. I just wanted to provoke him.
And, roll 20 hates me today after a great Sunday. That will hit. 27 will hit Hucker Grawl for 27 damage.
I forgot to turn on Song of the Spheres.
29, because there's 29. Also the thing. Tom's battle leader cry. Ouch.
Yes, it'll be. Song of Spheres. I see a plus one morale bonus in there, so it should be 28 damage.
Just 28? What about your battle leader thing?
Battle leader thing already buffs. Ava. Lapis has a plus one.
Oh yeah, I did turn it on.
Yes, it is on.
I forgot to turn it off.
The battle leader supersedes that because they're both morale bonuses. Does not stack. The battle leader is plus two, so just add one to the damage. Is what I'm saying.
Aha! Okay, done and done. And that was a move and a standard action, and it's now Jacinto's turn.
All right. Ninja, I will look into that thing. That is an interesting point that I definitely could have missed because Battle Leader has a lot of text in it. Ninja is saying that he thinks the Battle Leader has to get the kill in order to grant Gotham. I don't remember seeing that, but I am only human. Jacinto is going to say, "Well, go on and get the next one," and direct Artania to scuttle down here. And Artania will then scuttling attack. Yes, we are aware that streaming points are still disabled. I was unable to figure it out, so apologies. If nothing else, you're saving up those stream points. And
yeah, save them up. We're gonna rough it this time around.
Yeah, you can go wild next week.
And Artania, the danger spider, attacks. 24 to hit. 24 is my final.
That definitely hits, and I don't like that 17 damage.
try 19 then.
I don't like that either.
And that's my turn. I think Jacinto will. Yeah, no, Jacinto doesn't need to go in there. Who am I kidding? Yep, that's me.
All right, Finn, you and Artanya are both on this person, this unpleasant individual. I mean, looking around this room, they are, based on what you see in this room, you presume that this person is behind a great deal of the grisly decorations scattered around the house.
All right, well, I'm going to Photon Attune, and I'm going to try to do a full round attack on him.
Oh, no. I don't like that. That means I'm probably going to die.
Hopefully. I still am bearing a grudge for you not eating me.
I wanted to eat you. I wanted to.
You should hold a grudge against the Cinto.
But a 25 and a 24 will hit. For a total of 57, 58, 59 damage.
Yeah, each of those. Let me double check that this one, until the end of their next turn, equal. Yeah, yep, 59.
Oh, this thing is, he's on his last legs. He looks so pitiful.
Oh, no.
You start looking into the innocent eyes of his vestigial deformed twin that's growing out of his neck. They're trying to give you the puppy dog eyes.
It would be plus 4 damage total.
Oh, I'll
because plus
give
2 for each attack.
I'll give him
just in case that makes a difference.
I'll give him 2 more damage.
Okay, Lahan is going to grumble about having to move too far in, and then shoot at Hucker, who hasn't done a whole lot of hucking.
He's been throwing bullets at people. He's just been missing horrendously.
Yeah, see, they work better when
getting chased by Snarian.
And 18 is going to miss, probably.
18, or is it 19 with the song?
The song is on.
Okay, so 18 will miss. And it's now Ava's turn to just end this.
How's he looking, Jet?
Super rough. If you hit once, I guarantee they're dead.
In that case, she's going to step up here for the flanking bonus.
Oh, yeah, just got to guarantee that.
She just kind of, like, appears behind him. And he turns around, and it's just the... And she just kind of... Finger to her mouth, and just...
Stab. Oh, yeah, it's super dead.
Oh, geez,
33 super dead.
More than double the amount of health he had left.
For 32 damage. Oh, you love it. You love to see it, folks.
Yeah.
They're dead. We're out of combat. You've murdered them. You've done a murder.
Yeah.
That was the idea.
I don't even feel bad about that one. These guys are just...
Yeah.
Evil.
No.
Super don't.
All right.
I just like trying to make you feel guilty, even if you really shouldn't feel guilty.
Yeah, classic GM thing. Oh, I'm standing by a door. I'm standing by.
Oh, how dare you! Shame on you! How could you kill these
presuming
murderous
that you're going to
people.
Search the bodies.
Oh, of course.
And this is the loot that you find on the bodies.
All right, I will add this loot to our party sheet. But I am also. Oh, go on.
And I know I read the description of the room last time, but I'll read it again. Just because we're coming in cold, it's been 2 weeks. This is a low ceiling room. It's featuring a rough floor of poured concrete. It's stained in many places by blood and mold. There's a lumpy mattress heaped against the west wall, and what appears to be several half finished chairs made of flesh and bone lying against the eastern wall. That's what you see in here.
Okay. Well, I will... Let me let me just check these other rooms. Not that they, you know, probably already know that we're here. If anybody's in there, but and Jacinto just turns on his artificial third eye.
Oh, you're looking to the north?
Yeah, it takes a peek in the north and a peek to the south.
Okay, so to the north, it's a dark recessed corner in this basement. Through the door, you can smell rot and old blood. There's piles of gore-spattered skin heaped on the floor in the room to the north. There's a horrid rubbery face robbed of its supporting skull and muscle resting on top of the pile. Its toothless mouth is agape, and the empty eyes reveal only a layer of tanned flayed skin resting beneath. You appear to have found the skin shucking room.
Ah, there is nothing of interest in that room. We don't need to go in there.
Well, shouldn't we at least have a look around?
I mean, you can. You might have some experience with what's in there.
His Halloween costume was one of her adopted siblings that she killed and then skinned and made mask.
No, awful. She opens the door and then closes it again. She's like, yep, nope, nothing in there that we need to deal with.
Yeah.
Centro feels a moment of kinship with Ava.
We get that, oh man. Shoot, what is the song I'm thinking of? It's a Queen song. I feel like there's this moment and there's this like Freddie Mercury song in the background, and Ava and Jacinto look at each other in understanding, and they're like, nope, we need to burn this place to the ground. You just see it in each other's eyes.
And that was when we knew.
That was when you knew. You had truly forged the tight bonds of friendship.
In deciding to commit arson.
Yeah.
arson. Sparson, if you will.
Sparson, yep. And if you look to the south. If you look to the south, it's difficult to gauge the exact dimensions of this cluttered room. It's thickly padded with old crates, broken farm equipment, and furniture. It appears to be a junk room, but you'll also notice. I'm just going to move your token briefly into this room for exploration mode purposes, and then briefly here for that. And if you'll notice in the southwest, there's a set of doors down there.
Ah.
And you didn't see any doors in the room to the north of you.
Mm. Well, I guess there's this room to the south here. We could always check that out. Jacinto sends Artania in first. Lahan stands by Jacinto out in the hallway.
Stoically.
Yes.
Pulls out some cool sunglasses and slides them on.
Mm-hmm. No, they just slide on from off camera.
With the cameras just showing this much of her face, and all of a sudden just...
Yes.
All right. I'm just gonna tell you that it's just a junk room. There's nothing of value in this room. Just odds and ends, broken storage stuff, messed up furniture. Like, this is where the normal furniture went. They were like, no, this is garbage. It's made for like weak creatures, and they smashed it, and then they threw it into this room, and then they started making furniture out of sentient creatures.
Yeah, they said this furniture isn't alive enough. I really want my furniture to just sort of squeal under me when I sit on it. You know, it's just...
I want to see the armrests of the couch blinking at me from across the room.
I do want to bring new depth to the word armrest.
It's an actual...
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
And I'm just going to open up these doors, and it opens up to a short corridor heading to the west.
Sorry, Leif, I couldn't help myself on the wordplay. You know it's my weakness.
You never can.
All right.
One day this will be your downfall.
But it is not this day.
So what's through these doors?
I am doodling a quick picture for you, and I will then open the doors for you. Because I feel like the next room isn't complete without this doodle.
Important then.
It's a callback to a previous episode.
I wonder if we're close to level 9.
Oh, you're thinking about leveling up, are you, Tom?
Yeah, I'm walking out of this place after I burn it down.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah.
You really think you're gonna make it?
I have heroic amounts of hubris. And not just because I'm a hero in Starfinder.
And not just because you're walking next to Ava.
Yeah, I was gonna say also because he's hanging out with me.
All right. Oh, yeah. So that corridor, pretty bare. It's just a short hallway. Almost like if you would have one in a basement with no access to the outside, almost like a small mud room almost. Architecturally, I don't think it makes much sense, but it's there on the map. And if you open up the other doors, you see what remains of this partially digested living couch and some spikes sticking up through it. Ava, you're familiar with this.
Yes, this place. Closes the door again, locks it, says, we don't need to go into that one either.
You think you don't, but if you'll remember, you were sent into this house and you agreed to find the equipment of the Black Arrows and, you know, possibly discuss some other things with them after that. And you have
Last
searched
time
every
I was
other
in
square
here, you said
inch
there wasn't
of this
anything
house.
In there. Oh.
You have searched every other square inch of this house.
But you said it wasn't in there.
I guess we gotta go kill the giant scary flesh monster.
I don't wanna.
Dreadfire Robert, the couch was not a mimic. The couch was semi-alive, though, in a very upsetting way.
It was as though someone took a sentient creature, possibly a human's DNA, and twisted it through mad science into the shape of a couch. So you had this
imagine
couch that
Jujutsu
had
Kaisen.
Human flesh and eyes at the ends of the armrests and hair across the top where you might have decorative fringe and like human feet where the little stubby legs are, and it can't talk, it can't interact, it can just be sat upon and
the
possibly like bumped into, and it's just in eternal agony. That's what this couch is.
The only good thing about this place is that that couch was put out of its misery.
Yeah, no. Like, so like Jujutsu Kaisen, if anybody's seen that one.
I have not. But as you walk into this room, I'll do a quick description. It's a damp, super steamy, humid room. So you open up those doors and it's, you know, you feel like you're walking into a wall of water. Although it might not be quite as intense as it was before because you did break a hole in the ceiling when you fell in here. So some of that heat and humidity has been escaping for some time now. Heat rises. So it's not quite as steamy as it once was. It reeks of rotting vegetable matter and mold. There's pools of mud and stagnant water. There's moss all over the floor and walls. And there's weird, thick swaths of puffy fungus and mold. And you see this mechanically large, semi-fluid gelatinous sort of mass, and it's semi-transparent, a little bit of green, a little bit of flesh tone mixed in, and you'll see the occasional like eye just open, close, tiny little tuft of hair every once in a while. It's just, it's gross. And Leif, you are 100% correct. We should do an initiative, and I should move the map for those of us, those of our viewers that are watching the stream. I did not do that.
Dread Pirate Robert, I'll do you one better. We have environmental protections on and life bubble. No questions asked.
Yeah, double down on that. We didn't even know that it was humid and smelly in here.
Yeah. Your armor sensors was telling you that. Well, not the smelly part, but the humidity, I'm sure they were telling you that.
Did I click my token? I did. All right, we need to roll initiative.
Yeah, let's see if you can beat my big initiative bonus. Plus two.
Mine is plus two as well. Hey!
We tied. Except for I didn't put the tiebreaker option on my NPC, so there you go. Lahan and Finn need to... There we go. We got Lahan, and we need to get Finn's initiative. All right,
let's see. Didn't go... Huh. Did it pop up on anybody else's screen? Oh, there it goes.
There we go. Wow, for some reason the turn order is just auto-sorting for me today, and I don't know why.
Fancy living.
It usually does that.
It's inconsistent, at least as far as... It does. Yeah, it just does it very randomly for me, not all the time. There we go. So let's see. We've got Ava acting first. You see this weird predatory semi-fluid mass thing that you swear ate most of that couch and was going to eat you when you first fell down here.
Oh, yeah. I remember this thing. Ava kicks open the door and jumps in and flings a shuriken at it.
The monster formerly known as Potato Salad.
Jeez.
It's a sentient potato salad ooze.
Only a 23 to hit this time.
Only a 23 to hit, you say? And just to make things easy for me, I'm probably going to run this one out of Hero Lab because it's less juggling for me.
I should also point out that it should be a 22 because unless you have another source of a morale bonus in your macro.
Nope. But 20,
we do not have this on the spheres up
yet.
I was
confirming a thing. A 23 will hit a lot. It will hit and 30 fire damage. I don't appreciate that. I want to do some things to you guys.
Nope.
I also need
saying
to
nope every time she throws a shuriken. Just nope, nope, nope.
Nope, nope. Don't even want things back. Nope, nope.
Well, I want them back. But yeah.
I'm probably going to need a fortitude save from Ava. Just let me check one thing. This thing has an aura, and you step within the aura. And it's not telling me when this triggers. Tom, do you know?
Should be as soon as you enter the aura.
Yep, there you go. I need a fortitude save then. This should be relatively easy for you. Yeah, you make it. You're fine. You feel a little bit unwell, and you push through. It is now Finn's turn. Finn, what would you like to do? The doors open, and you see the horror that was that couch that fell into the pit, and you saw Ava dart off to the side, and you hear the telltale whoop, whoop, of her throwing her shurikens.
They are awful far away.
Oh,
does that actually just drop straight down?
Well, no. There's this hallway right to your left, and then it's into this room here, is where this stuff is happening. You see my?
Okay. Yeah. No. Does this count as still part of the last battle? Did I lose my photon in tune, or?
You guys did because you stopped Jacinto. Okay. Use their eye to look in several rooms, and then you came in here, and then you walked down this hallway.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure. I'll attack opportunity again. And then I'm going to move towards that flesh beast, I suppose.
A phrase I didn't think would be uttered at the beginning of this game.
I mean, there was a flesh serpent that you guys recently fought. This thing looks a little bit more like half jello, half flesh creature. I'm also going to need a fortitude save from you.
Okay.
What are you talking about, Tom? Flesh beast. That was right in line with what we were expecting this time.
Oh no, I meant at the beginning of this game, level one.
Oh, it didn't go through. Weird.
I'll give you
roll 20 is not liking my button clicks.
Well, let me. I can pull up your character sheet.
No, I got it. I'm gonna try one more time.
Okay.
Nope, I think I need to hit the button. It's not going.
Okay, here we go. Fortitude. Yeah, you got to roll real bad to fail this. And you succeeded.
19.
Finn's con is
thank you.
Super high.
Yeah, also you have a bonus versus disease, and this would be, I believe, a disease effect.
I have bad luck catching diseases most of the time. Like I got a plus 12 to fortitude. Like, it's ridiculous how often I get poisoned with that.
I know, you just roll poorly. And that was like, you moved a lot. I imagine that's your turn, right?
Finn does have Stellar Rush, which lets him charge as a
standard. I didn't use it. Nah. Okay. Nah, I already made my decision. I could have, but nah.
It is Lahan's turn now.
All right, Lahan is going to move up and then fire into the room. And this is as far as she's getting because that is as close as she needs to get to shoot. And Plasma Vaulter, go! 25 to hit EAC.
That will hit.
Oh, 19. Don't. 19 points of electricity and fire. I got to turn that button off.
You darn jerk. Hurting my poor creature.
Oh yes, poor creature. All right.
Jacinto, you get to unleash all of the horrors at your disposal now.
Yeah, I think I will. So I should have planned a summon. Jacinto is going to summon a small Lantern Archon. And by summon a small Lantern Archon, I mean begin to summon a small Lantern Archon. So then Artania will move in. And begin the process of flanking with Finn. And then nice. His turn.
Because we've played enough Pathfinder 2e that I get confused. Is it an action for you to try and recall knowledge? Would you like to try and figure out what this creature is?
You know what? I was considering that. Yes, I would like to know what this creature is. I mean, I wouldn't, but Jacinto understands the practical application of such knowledge. I just think it's gross. So what kind of recall are we talking here?
Life sciences.
I am passing fair at life science. That's only a 19, though.
My allergies have been especially active today. I had to mute myself there.
Mine too.
Did I unmute the wrong thing? I'm hearing myself. Oh, okay. You failed that by one.
So we've got plus ones.
Do you have plus ones if you'd like to use them?
Nah. Do it.
All right. I'll let it lie.
You'll let it lie. It's now the creature's turn. Creature's unhappy, but it's got a couple creatures next to it, and that makes it a little bit happy. Got a winged person and a tiny little spider, but the juicier treat looks to be this.
Oh, had wings.
Who also has wings? The juicier treat appears to be Finn because Finn's bigger, meatier. So I'm gonna attempt to slam into you with my weird semi-translucent fleshy bits.
And on that, what?
I am going to actually. I'm gonna say let's do a full attack. Roll all attacks and roll all damage. Does a 25 hit your KAC?
Honestly, yes, but let me double check.
And I know a 16 will miss your KAC.
Come on, change.
I think 25 does hit. Because Ava's not.
I do too.
Because Ava's a 26.
Yeah, that's it.
So you take 19 bludgeoning damage. And. Why is it not giving it to? There we go. And you've made contact with this creature, so I need you to make a fortitude save. This is a disease, so you do get to apply your plus one bonus.
All right, let's take my sheet open. Yeah, it's being dumb. Can you roll for me again, Jet?
Yes, I can. Where are you, Finn? There is the Finn. Fortitude. Oh, you super make it. You felt something.
Something
clawing at your body, attempting to make you weak and vulnerable. And, you know, you're fine. You're fine. But you did take 19 damage. That should be applied to your stamina. It was bludgeoning. Mm-hmm. It was bludgeoning. And it's now Ava's turn.
All right. Well, Ava doesn't like the idea of remaining in here with this thing and its aura. So she's going to move back out, throwing another shuriken on the way out.
I thought it was as soon as you entered the aura, but typically the power, I think, will say. Yeah, I don't know. You make a call. Last time you had Ava make the save when she went into it, but I guess it would be a. I don't know. It's up to you. Ah, that's not the end of the world. Oh, I see. I'll make one for Tanya, probably. Oh, my poor spidery boy. That's a natural one. Oh.
Roll two.
Yeah, well, yeah, when you roll a two on the die.
That's two twos in a row.
Draws another dagger.
You're gonna get my sheet open.
And I just realized that I was muted to people listening to us, so we missed a little bit of that from my end.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoop.
You're fine.
Hey, there we go.
What would you like to do now, Lapis? You've made your save.
I'm going to full on attack it and put on a tune, I think, because I'm right next to it.
Fair enough.
I think I got flanking with a Tanya, yeah?
You do.
Oh, Oh!
Oh my. Oh my.
Oh my.
So folks, Finn, on their first attack, got a 25. But on their second attack, they got a natural 20 for a total of 33.
And no, but what's impressive about that 25 is I rolled doubles again. That's 25 and 25 damage.
It is, yeah.
That's spooky.
But I'm looking at 40.
No, that crit's pretty nice, too.
78 damage. You outright kill this creature. Please describe how you want to end it. That is an insane amount of damage.
Salarians, man.
I think I want a GM description. I like your descriptions. I'll let you do the description for me.
Okay, so I know you haven't quite fully photon attuned, but I think Finn, seeing Artanya get... Artanya's injured from the last fight, hasn't been healed. They're starting to look... turn an unusual color. Ava retreated, of all things. You punch out once and you hit, and then your second strike just hits that same spot that's it's a little bit more vulnerable because you've already weakened the surface like viscosity, and you plunge your void gauntlet in there and you release the stored photon energy that early, and you sort of detonate it from the inside, and you just cover yourself and Artanya in goo as it explodes from the inside.
What?
That's a good description. I was a little confused at the end for a second. You said you cover yourself in Artanya and goo. I was like, no, don't explode Artanya.
Yeah. No, wait. Dad, what are you doing?
I'm making Finn gross again.
Good night, Shades.
That's my job now.
Oh. Good night, Shades.
Night, Shades.
Have a good one. Thanks for coming.
I went out of creative ways to punch things sometimes. Thank you for fueling that one for me.
So, can Jacinto... I forget how we've ruled this in the past. Can Jacinto sort of just, stop casting the summoning spell? Because
yeah,
it takes
I think
one round.
I let you just stop.
Okay, great.
And... deleted those tokens. Let me go to my handouts. There was nothing on that body, but you do see a door to the north in the northeast corner.
All right. We go to check
the room. Is there any boxes or anything?
No, this room is just covered in mold and weird plant growths.
Dang. Okay. Look at you.
And there might be some skeletons.
Gross. All right. Well, let me just take a peek through this door here. Jacinto will third eye.
Yeah.
I'm so glad
through that
I got
door.
This third eye.
It's just a storage closet. It's I hate when I can feel the sneeze coming. It's awful. And you just see a number of items. You suspect that this is where they were storing their good gear.
Mm.
And you don't see anything. I mean, you're not seeing anything off about the room. I'm not even going to make you make a perception check. If you feel like it, you could open this door and you could just start going through the contents. And I will share this handout with you.
Oh boy, loot. I, the mystic, love loot. That's how I got this cool eye after all.
A mystic's not supposed to like loot? I didn't know mystics had taken vows of poverty.
That's fair. This is a lot of Tupperware of UPBs, these damn ogres.
Yeah. Can't all be bags of UPBs.
Yeah, I guess not.
Ooh. You can fill it up and you can take like a icing spreader and you can just so it's nice and flat and then put the lid on.
Nice.
Some of this you suspect may in fact belong to the Black Arrows that you left in the barn with your burb friend Kib.
That's right.
Well, all right, we found all this stuff, but we couldn't find that glove of storing just in case it's one of theirs.
Those are pretty dope.
Yeah, and I put everything on the list because, again, I didn't know if you were going to be like, well, we couldn't find it to any of it, you know.
Yeah, was the glove of storing one of theirs?
I don't believe it was. They were basically just warriors.
Yeah.
So, like that Golem Forge Plating 3, I know that belongs to Vale Temros. The Shock Seeker Rifle, I know that belongs to Jakardros. The Ahsoki Refractor Suits belong to Jakardros and Kaven, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we can sort through that after the fact. If you say you're giving everything that's theirs back to them, I'll start crossing stuff off the loot sheet at the end or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But I am 99.9% certain that glove of storing was just in there, and that's yours to mess with as you will. I think the longsword on down is probably mostly their equipment, and they're not going to be terribly upset. Like, Jakardros specifically said he wanted his rifle back. And if you look at the rifle, you can see that the side of it, it's a very ornate rifle. It's not like flashy or like, but it's been engraved very ornately. Mm-hmm. And it's got a, unfortunately Nick's not here, but on the side, there's a phrase that Lahan would find familiar. And then, you know, like hyphen, and then an elven name. Again, Lahan would recognize that probably, but you're like, oh, this is the rifle that they were talking about. And I believe that...
I was going to say, Lahan is with us. She's just not...
Well, Lahan is, but Nick isn't. And I don't want to role play Lahan.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's one thing to have someone autopilot her to go shooty shooty. I don't want to speak things.
Oh, no, I feel you. I'm just giving you a hard time to give you a hard time.
Yeah.
No way. Lahan steps forward and she says, I canonically now believe spiders are the best thing in the world.
Yes.
I no longer have those phobias. And like Vale Temros, I think specifically asked for their great axe and their armor back because they're very much like the hardcore warrior.
We give them all of their stuff back.
Okay.
You know, I realize now I've skilled myself into a corner here. I'm not excited about loot anymore unless it's, you know, shurikens, and I don't see
unless
that
it's shuriken related.
Yeah. My inherent loot hobo is crying right now.
That is the thing. Like, I found a similar thing with an operative that I play in Ghost's game that he runs on Wednesdays, where he plays heavy weapons, but very specific heavy weapons. He doesn't go for, like, the single target damage. I like the weird, like, the Stormcaller weapons. I've always wanted a higher level Stormcaller weapon because they're so cool. Flexible line is dope.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to be able to afford it. So you keep hoping on the horizon that you're going to see that specific weapon that you're looking for, and everything else, like you say, is kind of bunk, right? It's like, that's not what I, you know, that's not what I'm building for.
Yep.
So, and for those of you listening and watching, the items that they are keeping, it's an agate studded gold ring, a necklace of emeralds and silver, a glove of storing. That's the standout item. A Tupperware, although the Tupperware of UPBs is pretty great, I think. And then there's a ruby inlaid red dragon scale cloak clasp. The rest of it, though, is equipment that will likely be given back to the Black Arrows. Although it'd be hilarious if you guys were like, these three backpacks are awesome, and you went out and you're like, well, this is what we found. We didn't find anything else. And they're like, is that my name stitched on that backpack? No, I don't know what you're talking about. Someone just inexpertly scribbled on it with a Sharpie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's you guys have looked through every square inch of this house. You found everything to find. What would you like to do now? Possibly burn it to the ground, I imagine.
Oh,
if after digging her shurikens back out of this ooze pile, just with the most disgusted and done look on her face, just kind of done. To
says,
everybody in the party.
Done.
just all the way out, just muttering under her breath, done. And she's just like pulling out accelerant and spraying it all around. And when we get outside, she just pulls one of her flash shurikens and sparks it on the ground and lets the accelerant do the rest.
Yeah, there isn't like enough random. Like you had a moonshine still. You could just take jugs of some of the jugs from the barn laboratory. You know, you got the good stuff. It's not 3x's, it's 5x's. And you just start throwing moonshine jugs into that like a giant pile in the living room and spread a bunch of accelerant around. And it's very easy to destroy this unpleasant place.
I wonder what they were doing out here, or how they got here, anyway.
Well, you do have a data pad from Mammy, I believe you scooped up. There wasn't a lot to it. It was like her personal musings, all of her data on her experiments as far as genetics go, her trying to create like a perfect fusion of ogre and human DNA. Much like herself, because she felt like she was a very good fusion. And to be fair, while she was overweight, she didn't have any mutations. She was not asymmetrical, none of that stuff. So she kind of won the lottery, considering all of her experiments came out with like vestigial twins or like way too many joints or weird like predatory jaws, you know, growths covering up like half the face, you know, stuff like that. But she was basically trying to do like the super mutant type thing from Fallout. Again, another Fallout reference, you know. She wanted to create some like perfect hybrids between human and ogre, and you know, she was trying to, and she mentions there's periodically like notes where she's mentioning she's like pining after someone by the name of Jagreth Krieg, who's apparently the strongest and most handsome of ogres in the region. And you'll see that she was planning on offering up the 3 remaining black arrows to him as sort of a present to entice his romantic affection. Because she knows that he recently captured Space Fortress Rannik, and that these people must have escaped his clutches, and it would please him greatly to have them back.
Nothing says I love you like, here are some humans for you to, or some good guys for you to murder.
Yeah. I mean, if this were Rise of the Rune Lords, they would all be humans, but it's one human, one Belita, and one Phantomite.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I suppose we should probably... Yes.
No, I'm just going to say, so you burn the house down. I'm assuming that you reconvene with the Black Arrows and Kib, and probably also burn the barn down, the laboratory.
Oh, yeah. That plush monster's still in there? Yeah, we're burning that barn down. A real barn burner. Literally.
And sorry, I just wanted to clarify, make sure that we had all that hammered out. And now what would you like to do?
Well, it sounds like we should go to Space Fort Rannik. Rannik? Rannix?
It's Rannik. R-A-N-N-I-C-K. Rannik.
Exactly how I thought it would be spelled. Big brain. So, yeah, sounds like we should go there.
Look at you with the big brain.
Yeah, I have the big brain moves. Lots of wrinkles on this brain. So we will go to Space Fort Rannik and see what they got going on over there. What kind of travel time is that? Because that was part of the Black Arrow, like that's where that's the Black Arrow's house.
Yeah, place that's, they live. It's a large mobile fortress. If you talk to Jakardros, like he was the highest ranking of the three Black Arrows you got. Vale Temros, very close behind. Jakardros, you know, it's a mobile fortress, technically. It moves very slowly, but it's built into the side of a large asteroid. You know, it's got a, you know, hull coming out and, you know, like shielding the structure within. They've got some defensive guns, turrets, that sort of thing. And it mostly stays in that region and they stage out of it. You know, it's their return point, their hub. But you were, when you left Turtleback Ferry to get to Fort Space Fortress Rannoch, it was about 300 miles, give or take, through an asteroid field. So it was taking a couple hours in your recon intercopter designed for space.
The rotors were
replaced. You had some thrusters added on or something, or they were left on just for cool lighting effects.
I like to imagine that they're like Sarcassian wings, so they're just rotors made out of light.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. It's cool. It's of Sarcassian make. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got about 150 to 175 miles along when you spotted Kib, and then Kib led you off on this little side path to this place, this House of Horrors. So you probably got, you know, another hour, a little bit over that, give or take.
Oh,
to get to Space Fortress Rannoch. And if you mentioned that you're intending to go there, Jakardros, Vale Temros, and Kaven will offer to come along with. And Vale will give you a very crude sketch of the... I need to find the handout. Give you a very crude sketch of the fortress.
Okay. Hey, Leif, is your camera like frozen or something? Because I keep hearing you, but you're not... I don't see you.
Oh, weird. Perhaps.
Did you step off camera? I just assumed you stepped off camera.
I did, but I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not see me?
No. No,
not at all. You might, might want to close your video and then reopen it. We're going to turn into other people briefly.
Glitch gremlins. All right. Here we go.
This is a very attractive pose I'm making. Please hurry, Leif.
So attractive. Hell. Oh, my God.
Did you do it?
It's my computer. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes, can still hear you. Your video hasn't changed at all. We're not sure if you shut off your camera yet.
This is really funny. I swear I thought they were just like off camera for the past 15 minutes, like conversing with us from the beyond.
I just assumed that Leif was like, I need to not be on camera right now, and then just turn it to the side. That's what I assumed happened.
Hey.
Ooh, we're other people right now. Those dots are not Leif, folks. Don't worry. That is our substitute for Nick.
Yes. Should we go to a momentary break?
I think we should as soon as I can find. I found the standby screen. I will transition us out to that, folks. We'll be right back as soon as Leif is back, and then we'll continue from there. Thank you for bearing with us. back. The glitch gremlins like didn't that. Keep us down this week. I'm not going to roll wood.
Take that, you stupid glitch gremlins. Yeah, I was going to say,
careful. we respect and honor you, glitch gremlins. Please do not come back.
I don't. Oh, man. We need to commission someone to draw like a glitch gremlin icon for our stream.
We definitely
do. Philip, it's music. Technical difficulties.
Like, we should get it like sneaking around like the Nansa logo or something like that.
Yeah. No, I honestly, I'm surprised we haven't done that already.
Honestly, though.
All right, money's a thing.
Yeah, money is. A thing.
Well, we like giving money to artists, though. Here at Nansa.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just saying money is still a requirement.
I took a small bit of my tax return, and I have commissioned Enicola to draw another character for me.
Oh, exciting. You'll have to post it on our Discord channel. Shameless plug
I will. All right. For those of you, though, that watched the Eoxian Deathmatch, you got to hear that character sing the beginning of Achy Breaky Heart at the end of that episode, the end of that show.
Right. Oh, Lord.
Yes, your Benary. Yes. Benary mechanic.
Right. So this is the very crude sketch that Vale Temros, like if someone supplies him with a tablet and, you know, a stylus or whatever, this is the crude sketch. And ignore like the trees. That's, I don't know, like a just space debris or whatever. But you can see what looks to be a moat right there. That's actually an energy field that the fort has in place to slow down quick moving objects. So like an asteroid doesn't just slam into the hull and do an insane amount of damage. He'll tell you like, if you come in slow enough, the field won't even do anything to you other than make you look super cool. It's much like in Stargate SG-1, the Goa'uld have energy shields, but they only protect them from like bullets and other fast-moving kinetic impacts, but you can shoot them with a bow and arrow because it doesn't move fast enough.
Huh.
I love it. Where is this handout?
I should have shared it with you. I thought I made it visible.
I see. You did. I just had to scroll through and find it. I was still restarting roll 20.
It's handout 3-1.
Yeah, no, I found it.
Okay. And then there's a wall and there's a couple structures. And then there's like the inner fort where like people live, kitchens, that sort of thing. Outside is what was like a smokehouse type structure that could vent stuff off into space. There's like an older barracks and a newer barracks, and neither one's really being used because he's, you know, Vale's like, they're the old barracks. Like, we built the new barracks because the old barracks was getting real rickety. And we just didn't feel like sending anyone in because none of us were great at construction and we didn't think it was safe. So we built this new barracks, but again, none of us are great at construction. So that's also really unsafe. So we've just stopped using it as our numbers have dwindled. So we've got two unsafe structures.
Well, that doesn't sound very safe. You know, we once pretended to be Sposha. and we'd have a field day with your fort, I'm sure.
I'm sure, but we're not really regulated, and we were making do with what we had. I mean, I've only got a couple ranks in engineering. And my intelligence modifier is only a +1. I mean,
this guy looks like he only got a +1 in mod.
Yeah. All right. Well, luckily for you, we're not actually Sposha. So,
fair. But if your mechanic there wanted to become a Black Arrow, we would wholeheartedly welcome them. Actually, we'd wholeheartedly welcome all of you because I think we're the last three.
Yes, I, Lahan, would love to become a Black Arrow.
And retire from play.
It is canon now, yeah. Nick's character wants to go do the thing that she hates most. Go and start a farm.
Uh-huh. All right. So, we bring them along. Oh, Jacinto definitely wants to rest for, like, a whole 8 hours because he's a sleepy boy and needs his spell slots. Is that a thing that we could do?
Oh, yeah. At this point, like, you're not
Ava would also like
on a hard timetable. You have eliminated the enemies. You have burned their house to the ground. And you have your recon entercopter. And you have Ava. And you're near a forest, so foraging can happen. Like, you guys could camp out, cook some marshmallows on the remains of the awful house.
Nope.
Tastes
like dead bodies.
I know, that sounds like fun.
No. No.
Nope. I swear, some of that cursed axe must have transferred over from Ava into Finn.
Must have.
Tell that vomit, man. It's going to my head.
Fumes,
I'm telling you.
That's a 22 to forage for
I would help.
Not body flavored
not
food.
Body wood.
Yeah, you find some, like, you know, various like edible flowers, some nuts, some berries. Like, this is like they made the house gross, but like there's actually like a pretty good like temperate forest biome on this bit of landmass floating through space.
Did you say Jacinto was helping?
Yeah, and Jacinto actually has a really cool spell gem that will super help. Ready?
Oh, nice.
It's called Mega Vitamin. It's good berry, but for Starfinder. So Jacinto will pull out this spell gem that he's had since pronking level 1 and be like, oh.
Good berry.
I've been waiting for this day for what feels like my entire life, my whole existence. And he'll just, you know, like brush one of the lattices on this big spell gem that he's been building onto and stuff like that. Because you can actually buy multiple spells infused into a larger spell gem, which is really cool.
Would Jacinto do the brush on the lattice, or would Jacinto sing to it? Would it be like an acoustic thing for him?
I think it would be, no, I think he would like drag his little twiggy arm across it. I don't know. Do I have fingers? His elf hand, whatever. And it would create, because there's a percussion. I'm bad and can't remember, but have you ever seen people bow like cymbals and metallic discs and stuff like that? It's that, that same kind of thing where he brushes it and you hear a little, like a little whine, and
it's like you using a violin bow on a saw,
and then like Pez shaped vitamins just pop out.
Yeah, and then you know it glows and it looks really cool, and his elf hand sort of like blows back a little bit, and then in his outstretched hands appear 4 vitamins.
So Ava goes out and she's like, ah. Or when she comes back, she's like, look at these delicious mushrooms that I have found. And meanwhile, I guess Jacinto pulls out of the ether 6 multivitamins the size of our hands, I suppose, something like that.
I think they're just the size of normal like Pez candies is how I've always imagined them.
I mean, what's the spell called, though?
It's
Mega Vitamin.
It's called Mega Vitamin.
Yeah.
I choose to picture them as like larger than normal, then like absurdly large.
They're like jawbreakers. You got to suck on them all day, and that's how they nourish you for the day.
No, Jet. It's a suppository.
Oh no!
Oh no!
you can take them however you want, Ava.
One of these supplements meets its eater's food needs for 24 hours and causes the eater to regain 1 hit point. I'm not thinking of that. I'm not thinking about that. No. No, we just got out of the gross house.
This is healthy, though.
Damn it, guys.
We burnt down the last no-pole. We need another no-pole.
No! No! Screw you! Screw you and the horse you rode in on. That's terrible.
It was a burb.
Oh, God. No. What? what's happening. No. All right.
We're all tired and loopy.
I'm dumb. That's what's happening.
All right. So we all eat these mega vitamins and or some mushrooms, because I don't want to take away from what Ava was doing, but I was also very excited to use this spell.
This is totally fine. Ava definitely didn't, you know, have to test several different kinds of mushrooms to make sure these ones weren't poisonous and that she didn't bring you guys back poisonous mushrooms. But whatever, yeah, your space vitamins are fine too.
It's okay because I only made 6 and there's, by my count, 7 of us plus our Tanya, who just sort of eats whatever, I guess.
I'm not bitter at all.
I know, buddy.
I think there's 9 of you, because there's Ava, Lahan, Jacinto, Finn, Artanya,
yeah,
Kib, Jakardos, Vale Tamros, and Kaven.
Black arrows. So yeah,
we need the two of us. We have enough to sustain us for the night.
Absolutely. And that was a spell gem, so I don't know that spell. So that's the only night we're getting these delicious multivitamins.
How many hit points did I get back from that?
You get 1 hit point.
Okay,
it was so much more exciting at level 1.
Yeah, it's
you're resting 1 hit overnight, point
plus. Yeah, 8.
Yeah, if you're resting overnight, you get your character level and hit points back. And I know several of you have hit point damage.
Oh yes. And
that plus 1 was exactly what I needed to get back to full. Thank you.
Incredible.
I think that's exactly what Jacinto needs to get back too.
Oh, and I'll also cast a Mythic Cure on Artanya. It'll be a level 3. Oh, no, you know what? I'll just use my Staff of Mystic Healing and spend 10 minutes and just give Artanya 30 hit points. Or is it?
Hey, there you go.
It's more than that, isn't it? I don't know. Artanya's at full health. I promise.
Fine. Yeah, you guys have the resources to do it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like if you have the staff, then you can do it twice.
Exactly. So yeah, yeah. No, I love being a mystic and actually needing to use healing.
And Lahan can treat deadly wounds. I'm just gonna put Finn at full health between
have
that
to make a
and
mystic again.
Healing and the vitamin. So there you go. The house was burnt down. You had a peaceful evening. You did a little campfire. You camped out. They very gratefully accept their items back. Vale, the first time you see them relax is when they put on their armor. You can tell they feel very at home in their armor. That Belita clutches that centered great axe as though it were a teddy bear.
Well.
And the next morning, you could set off towards Space Fortress Rannoch. Along the following the beacons. And I know it's a little bit early, but that's kind of a good spot to stop, because hopefully next week we'll have Nick and you can start your whatever you want to do to the fortress.
These
people were beat up and escaped, so they know it is damaged. It was damaged when the ogres took it, so their sensors might be a little spotty. A number of things. You might try and sneak in with the entercopter. You might maybe you want to just send yourselves on ballistic courses outside the entercopter through space. You got options. Maybe you want to try and just assault the fortress with your entercopter.
We have to align the airlocks just right and then launch us out through one and into the other through space.
It's just crazy enough to work.
You've got a Lahan that can do piloting checks and space math.
Math.
But
for the record, Ava would never be okay with this.
You have jetpacks, guys.
Yeah, well.
No, I have a flying
you put it that
spider.
Way.
Yeah, but you have rope, and at least one or two of you have jetpacks. So if you attach each other together, if you're not quite right, you can just do a little nudge.
Does Artanya have environmental protections?
Yes, because he has a collar.
Oh, he's got a little collar. Does it give him like the little bubble? Oh, that's
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
Except spiders breathe along their like sides, like their weird little knot yeah. lungs are on their sides. So it's,
we only
yeah.
So is it like a belt? Not exactly with, a spider anyway. Like
is it like a belt with an air bubble around the midsection? Because that's kind of adorable too.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not just the head that needs the environmental protections, right? So yeah. I imagine it is like sort of a yeah, like sort of an air bubble kind of. Thing that surrounds his whole body when we go
it's
into
an atmospheric force field.
Just the limited AI, and it's just emergency lack of oxygen detected, and just a little emergency bubble just boop.
Yeah, just silently in the vacuum of space.
Yep.
But I'd like to thank Paizo for providing the wonderful Rise of the Rune Lords adventure path that I'm hopefully doing justice to. Leif, who do we have to thank for the audio we listened to tonight?
Thank you to Relax Cafe Music and White Bat Audio. Great audio, as always. Found on YouTube. 100% free, 100% awesome.
Nice. And I'd like to thank all of you listeners and my wonderful players. I have fun every Thursday. And indeed. That wouldn't be possible without some of you, all of you, actually. Come on. What do we got? We don't have anything going on this Sunday, do we, Tom?
Tom's not going to be there Sunday. So
Yeah. So we've got break and then probably more break, but we'll see. Who knows?
Yeah. There's not promising there's anything yet.
There's a possibility probably. That there might not be break on the following Sunday. Possibility, but it's not set in stone.
There are rumblings.
Possibility.
In the deep.
And next week, again, fingers crossed, we should have all of us here. And that'd be great. We'll get to storm or sneak into a fortress or who knows. I don't know what they're going to come up with. They're going to do whatever they're going to do.
I'm picturing just an army of summons floating through the vacuum.
with our friends, our newfound friends, and murder.
And Gib.
Yeah. If any of you all listening and or watching would like to ask us questions, give us comments, feedback, just talk to us. We're more than willing to. We have a Discord. The link is below if you're on our Twitch stream. I believe, and if you're not on our Twitch stream and you're listening to us, hopefully in the show notes. If not, just Google our Twitch channel or just look search for Non-Standard Action on Twitch if you go to their page, and our link will be on our page.
Or just go to nonstandardaction.com. No hyphen, no nothing. All one word. And that will bring you to our Twitch page.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, nonstandardaction@gmail.com if you just want to, if you prefer that impersonal communication.
Oh, I love getting emails. No, that's not true. I love getting emails from certain people. I don't love getting work emails. Good God.
Well, yeah. The emails are... can't guarantee a timely response because the emails kind of fly through the cracks sometimes. We try our best.
Let me go check Gmail right now just to
something from like 3 months ago.
Oh no, it's just Amazon Business and Twitter.
Nice.
Of course.
They've trained us to ignore it a little bit. And I think it's about time for us to say goodbye. Lapis needs to collapse, it looks like. They're very tired looking.
Not a long day. Long 2 days, actually.
Yeah, I 100% get that. I'm going to go work 24 hours in the next 2 days after this.
Good luck to that.
Yeah.
With that.
Hey, it's on boats. It's fine. Let's say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.